This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Not in the name of the Most High.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there's no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. Brothers and sisters, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that brings us together around the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent as a rahmah. وَمَا إِرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, O Muhammad, we sent you a mercy to the entire mankind. And alhamdulillah, every single Thursday we've been getting together talking about the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and learning more about the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. And what a beautiful story that you hear about this great man, this beautiful man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight I'm going to be brief and short. As you all know, alhamdulillah, for the first time ever in Sydney, we held an exhibition on the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, tomorrow is going to be the first day that we open the exhibition. And within less than a week from promoting and advertising, the exhibition was sold out. And the purpose of this exhibition is for us to connect ourselves to the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to connect ourselves to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمُ اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me, follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love you, you need to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you, and Allah azza wa jalla will forgive you in return. The love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will gain you the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will gain you the forgiveness of Allah azza wa jal. The love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will gain you the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No other love will gain you the love of Allah except the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other love will gain you the forgiveness of Allah except the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other love will gain you the pleasure of Allah except the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear in the Quran al-Kareem, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Say, if you love Allah, then you follow me. You follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and no one but Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made to be the last prophet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made him to be the seal of all prophets and messengers sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made him to be the prophet and messenger of the entire humanity, the entire mankind, from his time to the day of judgment. No prophet and messenger had ever been honored to be the prophet and the messenger of the entire humanity. No prophet and messenger has been honored to be the prophet and messenger of people to come after him for thousands of years to the day of judgment. But the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the nation of Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam, they will be the last nation on earth, because we are the last nation to ever exist on the face of this earth. But inshallah, we will be the first one to enter the Jannah. Subhanallah, amazing. The nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last nation on earth, but the first to enter the Jannah. This is the nation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. You as the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the best nation to ever emerge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made you to be the best nation because you follow the best prophet and you belong to the greatest nation. That's the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting down in a gathering with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam says in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call upon Adam. He's the father of mankind, all mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to Adam, O Adam, take your children into the hellfire. So Adam will say, Ya Allah, and from whom from my children do I take into the hellfire? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, out of every 1,999. Allahu Akbar. Out of every 1,999. Which means 99.9%. 99.9% of people will enter the hellfire, the children of Adam.
A car blocking you?
There's a car blocking the brother there. So please go and move your car. What is it? TOE22Y. Go and move your car. Jazakallah khair. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Adam alayhi salam, O Adam, take your children. Take your group of children into the hellfire. He says, Ya Rab, and whom do I take into the hellfire? So Allah will say to him, out of every 1,999, which is 99.9%. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after he mentions that he sees that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were overwhelmed, they were stressed. You know, imagine, like what? There's going to be one lucky person that will enter the Jannah out of 1,000? They were stressed. They were depressed, as you are right now. Like the possibility of you entering the Jannah means it's 0.01%. The possibility, when you think about it, is 0.01%, not 1%, 0.01% for you to enter the Jannah. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the stress and the concern on the faces of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam said, calm down. Calm down. 999, another narration, 998 from Ya'juj wa Ma'juj into the hellfire. And the rest from the rest of the nations. And yes, when you start thinking about it, doesn't mean there's a lot more people than us. Well, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, my nation, and we're talking about from the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam all the way to the day of judgment. So right now there's about 7 billion people standing on the face of this earth. And from the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam till now, that's 1,400 years. So you're talking about billions and billions and billions and billions of people. And more billions to come. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, my nation, compared to the rest of the nations put together, we are like one white hair in a black bull. We are like one white hair in a black bull. Which means what? I'll just give you an analogy. It means that the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the multitude of people and the billions of people are part of the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Them on their own against the rest of the nations won't even exceed 0.00000, another 10 zeros, 1%. Make it 1%. When you say a white hair and a black bull, compare white hair out of 1,000, not thousands of hairs. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that 999 will be in the hellfire out of 1,000. That means one person will be the lucky one to enter the paradise. The majority of them are from Ya'juj and Ma'juj. But then it doesn't stop over here. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam continues to say, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made a third of the people of the Jannah from my nation. So subhanallah, that nation that's 0.00001% will make up a third of the people of the Jannah. And the rest 99.9999% will make less than that. No, it doesn't stop over here. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was so happy and they said, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. The nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though it's so small as opposed to the rest of the nations put together, but it makes up a third of the people of the Jannah. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by Allah, I foresee that my nation will be half of the people of the Jannah. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum became so happy and everyone said, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and by Allah, I can foresee that my nation on its own will be 2/3 of the people of the Jannah. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. So the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on its own will make up 75% or 70% of the people of the Jannah. Subhanallah. That's the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you to be from the nation of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And we are getting together because we follow the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And he is our role model. And that's why my brothers and my sisters, one of the rights of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that we love him. But obviously you want to love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam and you want to know how you love the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So how do you love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? There's a number of ways. One of them is learning about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learning about the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about the seerah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. He is the only one that the more you learn about him, the more you love him. You can't fault him anywhere. You know, people that you look up to, the more you know about them, you know what happens? The less you start looking up to them.
Because there's a lot of faults in their lives. When you start taking someone as an example, when you start taking someone as a role model, the more closer you become to them, the more you know about them, the more you turn away from them. There's so much faults, so many mistakes in their life, so many wrongdoings. What you see is from the outside. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more you know of him, the more you love him. You just can't fault him. The more you learn about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more your heart becomes more attached to him. And that's why learning the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an obligation. And one of the things that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were very mindful and conscious of after the death of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with their children and their grandchildren, is teaching them the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to connect their that love to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. And one of the things that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu emphasized on is teaching the children of the Sahaba and the children of the Muslims the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So you are connected to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is beyond a human being. He's a human being and he's the creation of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen him to be the greatest example and role model for us. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So my brothers and my sisters, it is mandatory, a must upon us all, that we continue learning about the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and learn more about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, and continue to learn more about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, and learn more about what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam did, and what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had approved of, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam went, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came from. And the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is so amazing. Subhanallah, it's amazing. And there's no human being on the face of this earth that we have details of like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every other human being, there's always a brief about their life and biography, except the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have a very detailed biography of him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So detailed that if you want to write about yourself, if you want to compile something about yourself and write a biography about yourself that you know yourself very well, you're not going to come up with something like what we have about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that's one of the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, preserving the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was so conscious. The Sahaba was so conscious of compiling everything about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to the extent they'll even mention what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam wore, how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam walked, how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam smiled, how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to eat. Do you ever read about anyone? Okay, he used to wear that, or he used to eat like this, or he used to stand like that. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we've got a very detailed biography of him alayhi salatu wasalam, everything about him. What he used to eat, what he used to favor most. Like, subhanAllah, if I ask you about your aunt mother, what does she like the most? You're probably going to say, oh, I don't know. I don't know. But subhanAllah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we know what he used to love to eat, what he used to love to wear, how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to walk, how he used to look sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So much details we have about him. And to me, subhanAllah, I look at it, not only it's something that it implies the true love of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and their mindfulness of compiling everything about the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, mentioning everything about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But I also look at it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to preserve it. It's not like it's lost in history. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to preserve the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why? Because preserving the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is preserving Islam. Who do you resemble? Who do you look like? Who do you act like? Who do you behave like? You look like and behave like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we are an imitation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We are an example of following the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, because part of the preservation of Islam is the preservation of the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Amazing, amazing. You know, alhamdulillah, we've got the end and the finished product at the end of the day. When we open the books and the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we're reading the end product. But along the way, the scholars went, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they did a lot of hard work and they put a lot of effort into compiling this information that we have right in front of us at hand now. It's the finished product. But before the finished product, there was a lot of effort, there was a lot of time, a lot of sacrifice that was put into that. Subhanallah. All this because we love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our love of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam will guide us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and guide us to the right path. And at the same time, our objective is that I want to be resurrected with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the hereafter, I want to be in the assembly of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't want to be resurrected in the hereafter to stand some non-believer, disbelieving person who used to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't want to stand next to him, but if I'm acting like him, I'm going to be standing like next to him. You'll be assembled and you'll be gathered and resurrected in the hereafter with those that you loved and followed. Even if you did not love them, you followed them. The last thing that I want to see is that after I'm dead and I'm resurrected, I am resurrected amongst a group of people who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because I was with them. I was like them. I used to follow them. But after my death, I want to die on the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when I'm resurrected in the hereafter, I'm going to look towards my side. I'm going to see the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam there. I want to be protected with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I want to be from amongst those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept, because he accepted the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there's nothing that really sometimes makes me so concerned as much as this hadith where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in the hereafter, while I'm standing on my fount, the fountain of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam are flocking to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam to drink from the blessed hand of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from the blessed fountain of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasallam. That the Sahaba said, O Messenger of Allah, how would you even recognize people that follow you that come after you haven't even seen them? So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I'll recognize them from the parts of their wudu. The wudu areas where you make wudu will glow in the hereafter. That's your mark to be recognized by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that you were one of the followers of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasallam. I'll recognize them through the marks of their wudu. And my nation will be flocking to me. People are coming to me and I'm embracing them and I'm welcoming them. I'm embracing them all, I'm welcoming them all, I'm bringing them, and it's what a beautiful moment that you see the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And yes, from far, there's a group of people from the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam who believed in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, maybe loved the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but did not follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam because they looked up to other people that they wanted to follow. They'll be flocking to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam because they know that's a safe path. That's the path of success and happiness. They'll be flocking to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And just before they reach to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stop them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deprive them from any access to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. From far, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam will recognize them. And he'll say, Ya Rab, they are from my nation. How come they've been stopped? Let them come near me. Let them come to me like everyone else. So a caller will call and some narration will say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, O Muhammad, you do not know what these people did after you. Yes, they are from your nation. They are from your nation. They did believe in you, but they didn't follow you. So you don't know what they had innovated after. You don't know what they've done after you. So at that moment, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, O Allah, distance them from me and distance me from them. Allah, it's a very, very concerning moment. Then imagine that you're going to be one of them. Because I don't want to say imagine you're one of them. Just make sure you're not one of them. Then imagine, oh, Allah, that's going to be a very concerning moment if that happens to me. No, make sure it doesn't happen. You better make sure it doesn't happen. Because I'll live to make sure. I don't want to be from those people. What's life worth for you to be from amongst those who's deprived to be from one of the followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or to drink from the blessed hand of the Prophet alayhi sallam in the hereafter? What's life? Let you have all the money of this dunya and all the wealth of this dunya and all the influence of this dunya and all the fame of this dunya. If you're going to be from amongst those who's going to be deprived from drinking from the blessed hand of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hereafter, then everything that you have and everything that you earn is pointless, worthless. I want to make sure that I am from amongst those who will see the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, look the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the eye and say, "Oh Messenger of Allah, I was a proud follower of yours. I was a proud follower of yours. I'm the one that revived your sunnah. I'm the one that revived your sunnah during a time where people had forgotten your sunnah." And that are those that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had described to be al-ghuraba, the strangers. Paradise for the strangers. That are those that revive my sunnah during a time that people neglect my sunnah. Look around you. How many people really want to look like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? It's outdated now. When you act like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, outdated. From which bush did you come from? Which village did you come from? Yeah, that's a perception. It's been outdated now to look like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what's up to date is for you to look, I don't know. I don't even know what you call it these days. Very weird haircut, very weird beard, very weird colors, very weird acts. That's up to date. But to look like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, outdated. And you know, literally some Muslims don't want to look like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam because they fear and they're concerned they're going to be perceived as outdated people. But inshallah, we are up to date. We are up to date with the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loving the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because we want to continue upholding the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reviving the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to die on the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be resurrected with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to drink from the blessed hand of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to enter the Jannah with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, may Allah accept from me, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who listen here and act upon with a listen here. Next Thursday, there's no lesson as the following day is going to be Eid. So next Thursday is going to be the day of Arafah. So make sure you fast on that day. Fasting on the day of Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive a previous year of sins and an upcoming year of sins. So make sure you fast the day of Arafah. And inshallah, the following day is going to be the day of Eid al-Adha. It's going to be a different Eid this year with the social distancing and this pandemic and crisis that we are living in. But alhamdulillah, we are believers that depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If everything around us changes, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never change. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from me. Subhanaka alhamdulillah, nashhadu an la ilaha ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I wanna be in Jannah. Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. A pious person's destiny. Inshallah in Jannah.